past four. It's Dave and Fionnuala with you. This is the setup. What is the punchline? What's a horse's favourite TV show?
Neighbours.
Sheila, well done. In Meads. Was it only when I said that it was a terrible joke that you started to get it? Sean and Derry as well. Well done, Deck and Mayo. Well done. Kira in Galway. What's a horse's favourite TV show? Home and Nay?
I'm not going to lie, right? When you first gave us the setup, that's what I thought the answer was. I forgot Neighbours existed. I was like, oh yeah, Home and Nay kind of works. Yeah, I could see that working.
So you don't like Kira's joke? Because I actually thought it was better than the Neighbours one.
I love it. That's where my mind went. I thought that was going to be the punchline.
Fionnuala, your serve in the Pundi game today.
Bit of an incident over the weekend. I was doing a bit of cooking and accidentally rubbed ketchup into my eyes. But it turned out okay, because now I have Heinz sight.
Yes.
Come on.
Very disappointed that I didn't get any tickets to the Galway races this week. And my wife and kids are threatening to leave me.
Previously unmentioned wife and children. Out of nowhere. Go on. They're devastated.
Yes, my totally real wife and kids.
Yeah.
They're threatening to leave me because of my obsession with horse racing. And they're off.
Okay. Yeah. Horse jokes are good. Yeah.
Small clap. No more.
Another culinary related joke for you.
Okay.
Don't know why I did this really, but I put a lot of basil and parsley and rosemary and even a bit of thyme into my old Volkswagen Beetle. It became Herbie.
Ah, yes. Very good.
Come on.
Very good.
I deserved a better response from you.
Do you want me to fake laugh?
Sometimes, yeah.
Do you want to tell it again and I'll fake laugh?
No, it's fine.
Tell it again.
I put some basil and parsley and rosemary and thyme into my old Volkswagen Beetle. It became Herbie. Yes.
Thank you. That's what I wanted.
It was a good joke.
It was good.
Yeah.
I'm sorry I didn't give it the love it deserved. Do you want another horse joke?
Yeah.
Did you hear about the Shetland pony?
What about the Shetland pony?
Shetland pony went to the doctor and was like, I'm having a really sore throat. I think it might have coronavirus. The doctor said, it's okay, you're just a little horse.
Oh, God. You know that would have been, as well, you know, what you should have said is that the Shetland pony went to the vet.
No.
Went to the vet.
No, that premise doesn't work at all.
It doesn't work at all. Animal.
No. Because the Shetland pony is a human / pony. Can't be going to the vet.
Really? Okay.
That premise doesn't work. The setup doesn't work. You don't imagine the vet there, you imagine the doctor. The premise is all wrong.
I'll tell you, Dave, what I'm worried about.
Yes.
And I'm actually really afraid for. I'm afraid for calendars, because their days are numbered.
Very good, Fionnuala. Now we hand it over to you.
Dave,
do you have a joke that is anyway even close to what we have told you? And I say that as if you don't, because obviously you have far better jokes than we do. 087-1102-107, the improved round. Who are you and what is your age?
Daisy, 4.5.
Daisy, 4.5. Thank you for joining us on the Pundi game today. We have a very important question to you. What is your joke?
This is my joke. Why did the cow cross the road?
Why did the cow cross the road, Daisy, 4.5 years of age, asks us. Daisy?
Because he wanted to go to the movies.
Yes,
hey,
Daisy.
Excellent delivery.
Daisy, would you like to come here and have a job presenting the Pundi game with me?
Sorry, with you? Daisy's my co-presenter, thank you very much.
Daisy, our people will be in touch with your people about contract negotiations, but we move on to other jokes today. Would you like to hear from Donegal Darren?
Yep.
I used to be addicted to the hokey cokey, but I turned myself around.
Darren, it's a classic for a reason. Oh.
Serve Fionnuala Corbett.
Will we take a joke from Keane?
Yes.
Keane says, sad news actually from Keane. I broke up with my girlfriend, Lorraine, because I wanted to start a relationship with another girl. called Claire. Claire Lee. I can see Claire Lee now. Lorraine is gone. Keen, I hope I did that justice for you. Oh, I really do.
I was getting a joke bell. Oh, that was excellent. Do we believe Lindsay? We're going to have to. Lindsay tells us that her daughter's favourite joke, and bear in mind she's 6 years of age, is this. What's the difference between girls' spaghetti and boys' spaghetti?
No, I don't
meatballs.
Know. Oh. Yeah. I'm giving that the joke.
An Angelus bell for cleansing your soul.
What kind of car does an egg drive?
A Volkswagen.
A Volkswagen, yeah. For God's sake,
sorry.
Dave. How did you know? You were so close.
On that trend, met a guy at the Olympics, would you believe?
Really?
Yeah, with the
in
wife.
Quick spin over.
With the wife and kids. Was at the Olympics. And he was actually carrying a very long stick. And I asked, are you a pole vaulter? He replied, nein, I am a German, but how did you know my name was Volta? Pole vaulter?
Can we leave it
pole,
there?
Pole vaulter. iRadio in the afternoon. Woo!